Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and good morning. I'm so glad to be here this morning. We got kind of a nice little weather going on again. I was like, we needed that rain, but it's all good right now. Anyways, if you are just waking up with us, thanks for starting your day in a positive way here on The Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host. I'm here with Tom. How's it going, Tom?
Everything's well over here, Kim.
Very good. Jennifer, how's it going?
Everything is great. 'Tis the season, crazy, but I know. Christmas great.
Yeah, and I bet you probably got it all under control knowing
no,
you.
Absolutely okay, not. Okay. I'm taking it day by day at this
okay.
point.
Okay, well, I am really excited to introduce another guest of ours here, Rebecca Peczok. She is the owner of Soma's Nut House. And of course, this is the season to be giving, and we've got her joining us today. So I'm really excited to find out all the amazing things that we can give, because there's nothing better than giving something that you can kind of take and eat. And you know, she's got the best stuff there. So welcome, Rebecca, and thank you so much for being here.
Welcome. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, Rubicon is one of my sponsors. I love Rubicon. And, of course, we've got their next show that is coming up. I can't wait. We've got the grand opening coming up this week and everything. We are so excited to have Brian McDonald and Jamie Torsellini, and they are part of a Tuna Christmas at the Rubicon. Welcome, guys.
Woo-hoo, thank you.
Thanks very much for having us. We're very excited.
Yeah, so we're going to tease everybody because we've got some tickets. We always give away tickets here on the Kim Pagano Show. It's a brighter side of the 805, and I love that studio. I've kind of met some of the big sponsors that keep it open, and it's definitely, I've got two legends here in Ventura, so I'm really excited. We're going to find out a little bit more about the show. It's funny. It's got a lot of things, and it's perfect season right now. I do want to say, if you are just new at our show right now and this is the first time tuning in, I thank you for being here. I know you got lots of choices, but this is truly The Brighter Side. And we talk about the brighter side of life in every avenue that you can possibly do. And of course, we always are giving back, and we love, that's kind of my connection of finding out who's listening and who's, I'm a hair therapist by trade. I like to look in people's eyes. And so what I do is I love to find out who's listening by giving things away and just really enjoying that to make sure that you're enjoying our show. I do want to talk about our first guest. Carol Brody Fleet is here to talk about her book, Happily Even After. And it's a guide to getting through and beyond the grief of widowhood. And so we talk about this. A lot of people don't have a lot of family. We talk about things that, you know, you don't think about it. But there's a lot of people that really just need to look at the brighter side.
Well, when I first saw the title, Happily Even After, I just assume I'm in my 40s, so I haven't really gotten to this point yet, thankfully.
Thank God, yes.
Exactly, because I know it does happen. But I just assume, well, your children, your friends, that would be enough for you. But after looking through the book, it's obviously not. You have to create yourself, to create a new life for yourself. You can't just rely on your family for your happiness, and that has to be really hard.
And really, that's kind of what we talk about here on my show. I'm really into having a support team, people that love and admire you and want you to succeed in life. And really, that's what this whole show is about, and that's why I call it The Brighter Side, because life happens. There's just no question, life happens. And, you know, if it's not always rosy, but how do we make it? What can we do to lift our life up and to make it the brighter side? And so that's really what we're going to do today. I do have a lot of things that we are sponsoring and that I've been sponsoring our show. Tom, what are all the things that we can give away here on the show?
Well, we do have the Agrolites. They are going to be at the Canyon Theater. And that is a band that is more than a band. It's a banner that reads Dirty Reggae, representing their signature fusion of reggae, soul, grit, and determination. We have tickets for that show. Along with that, Style Nights at Stonehouse with Jennifer Schultz, Holiday Glam Party. That's happening Tuesday on December 9th. And we will give away tickets for a Tuna Christmas, talking about that at the Rubicon Theater through the 21st of this month. And there's more Shrek, Caneo Players. That's at the theater there all the way through mid-December, which is December 14th. That and more coming up. Let's talk about Laugh Out Loud Comedy, Comedy Night at the Camarillo Regency Theater. And that is for December 17th, featuring Jason Love.
There you go. And he's got a great show. And there's a couple restaurants that are going to be, you know, a part of the whole night. So it's another really good local thing. But you know what? There's so many things to do. And I'm so glad that you're here. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. 419-0008. And what I want to do is, we've never done this before, but I have a $25 gift certificate to Lures. We have given those away. But I want to think of something that in our morning show, because I want to remind you that we have a 2 o'clock show, and that's right here on AM 1590 KVTA. If you are listening in the morning show, and I want you to call in at our 2 o'clock show and say happy hour. Happy hour is the winning, gosh.
And who doesn't
phrase.
Love happy
phrase,
hour?
Thank you. Happy hour.
And 2 o'clock on a Saturday, it's almost happy hour.
There you go. Exactly. And so that will enter you in for this $25 gift certificate. So again, all you have to do is call up 419-0008, 419-0008. Happy hour is the phrase that you want to say. And you will be entered to win. And one of the team members will give you a call and make sure that you are a part of that. So with that, let's get our show started. I'm so glad that you're here. For anybody that's just tuning in with us, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. Carol Brody, are you there?
I am here. Good morning, everyone.
Thank you. Welcome, welcome. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am an author and the founder of Widows Wear Stilettos. I am right here in Southern California, where I, too, am very excited about rain.
There you go. I know. Isn't that funny that we all are? But, yes, we needed it.
I know. You know, when I do the East Coast shows, then I get all excited about rain, and they just say, really?
Yeah.
And it's only other Californians that are excited about this.
There you go.
And that is why I'm here. I'm an author, and I work extensively within the bereaved community and with people who are overcoming adversity and loss and challenge and life difficulty.
And, you know, with, you know, like our show, Carol, you have truly shown the brighter side. And I always ask that, you know, we always ask that on our show. What took you to the brighter side when life happens to you?
What was your turning point that you thought, I need to write about this? I need to put this down on paper because I think I can help someone else.
Well, I was about 5 years along on my own personal healing journey as a widow. And I was enjoying a very lucrative industry in the beauty and cosmetics industry. And it just dawned on me at that point that there was so much that I had been looking for as a widow and as someone who was widowed at a chronologically younger age that I couldn't find. And because when I was widowed, the internet was brand spanking new. You had basically two choices, chat rooms and porn. And I really didn't need either one at that point in my life. And I could not find the support and the advice that I was looking for. There are wonderful grief recovery books out there. Don't misunderstand. But nobody was talking about things like, how do you get your benefits from the government? How do you help your kids when you can't even get out of your own flannel pajamas with the feet in them? How do you deal with the people around you who aren't necessarily positive or trying to get to the bright side, like you're talking about?
Right.
How do you deal with that? What about things like dating and love and intimacy? You know,
right.
And no one was talking about that. And, you know, if you can't find it, you create it.
I love that.
That's a great way to live your life.
Exactly.
If you can't find it, create it.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, coupled with one of my late husband's dying wishes, that we took our experience as a family traveling through the darkness of terminal illness, to take that experience and use it to the good by helping somebody else, Widows Wear Stilettos is born. And, of course, as most, you know, happy accidents are, you have no idea what just a small idea can evolve into. And it's evolved into something that I could have never foreseen.
And, you know, I've seen this a lot. It is kind of a saying is, you know, from one bad thing in your life,
turns around and makes a lot of good things, and we just don't know what that is. And I love that you're so open, you know. I'm sure, you know, the pain, and you know, I'm not going to dismiss any of that stuff, but you had the strength, you know, for you and your family to pick yourself up, and, you know, as I always say on the show, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going on. And really, that's what life is all about. So, Carol Rohde, again, Happily Even After. How did you get that name, Happily Even After?
I like
after.
The even. Yeah. That really kind of spoke to me when I first read it.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I could sit here and take all the credit for it. I cannot. The title of the book actually came from the amazing vision of my editor, Brenda Knight at Viva Editions, my publisher. She immediately saw that the book is designed to help anyone dealing with spousal loss or partner loss find their new life and eventually live happily even after the devastation of loss. And
wow.
I couldn't have come up with anything better.
Oh, my God. You're absolutely right. It really speaks
for itself. You first think it says ever after, but it's really even after.
Exactly.
I would imagine with every closed door, another door opens. But with something like the loss of a spouse, you don't know what the future holds. And I think that's always the scariest, the unknown. You don't know where your path is going.
Absolutely. That is, and in fact, I write about that in Happily Even After, is the greatest fear is not flying, it's not heights, it's not public speaking, it's not gaining 10 pounds at the holidays. The greatest fear is the fear of the unknown. And even if you are in a situation like I was, where you know that that moment is inevitable and you know that it's coming sooner rather than later, your future is still fraught with uncertainty and you don't know what it looks like from where you're sitting.
Wow.
And that is a scary, scary place.
Carol, so true what you're talking about. Now, what are we going to find in your book? Is this for men as well as women?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. I'll be honest. You know, things like beauty and diet and fashion and exercise and things like that, maybe the men will skip over. But men are absolutely going to have the same situation that widows have. Everybody, for example, has to make financial and legal transitions.
Right.
Some of them are smooth, some of them not so much. They need that information. Inevitably, somebody is going to breathe negativity into your healing journey space. That's going to happen, unfortunately. How are you going to handle that? Men need that information just as much as women do. We've gotten wonderful support from our widowers.
Right, right. You know, you had a question.
I do. I have a question. I have an aunt that I'm very close to, and she lost her husband, I think, 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very sudden. We did not expect him to die at all. And,
right.
You know, she still becomes very choked up when she talks about it or something. What is something that we need to remember or we need to do for her to make the grieving process
especially
easier?
Especially around the holidays.
Around the holidays.
This
and
is
he
hard...
did pass away in between Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I, in fact, I lost my husband 6 days before Christmas and right in the middle of Hanukkah.
Oh,
we were
an
interfaith family.
Yeah.
So, and the holidays hold a great big magnifying glass over everything. Everything good and everything bad is magnified. Remember, if you are supporting somebody who is bereaved, remember that your timeline and their timeline are not the same. I say this to people who tend to say things like, you need to be over it by now. You know, it's been 6 months or it's been 2 years or whatever. That your timeline is not theirs, and we must recognize that. We must recognize that if somebody's still getting choked up, if somebody still might be struggling, that perhaps they need a safe haven to talk about it because they've been told, get over it, or words to that effect.
Yeah.
You don't know what they're hearing when they're not in your space.
Right.
So the best thing that you can do is be a willing participant in their journey. You know, tell them when you're ready to talk, I'm here to listen. I want to hear about whatever it is you have to say.
Just really be a good listener.
Right.
Isn't that
Absolutely.
It? Just be a
yeah.
good
and I,
listener.
And I don't think you can ever tell somebody, everyone has a different journey of grieving. It's the only time you cannot judge how someone else does something.
Yeah.
It does not matter what they do. That's their journey.
Yeah.
That's right.
Carol, leave us with a couple tips. I want to just say one, you know, I'm the one who takes care of the bills in our family. But I know there's a lot of women or, you know, and even men that don't know what's going on in their household. And
that
to me is leaving you in the dark. And that's a huge thing. Is that something that you talk about in your book?
All the time. It's
okay.
in the book. It's actually, it's in both books. It's in my third book that's coming out in September of next year. It is so frightening how many people in the 21st century, like you said, men and women, don't know about their own financial house. You have to know first of all, know where everything is. You really don't want to go on a scavenger hunt when you are bereaved. That's
right.
Really something, but yet it's something that you need, you have to do. Get smart about what's going on under your own roof. Do you have life insurance? Everybody needs some measure of life insurance. Everybody.
And what it covers. Half the time we go, okay, and then you go to do something and it's something that is not, you know,
what
you really needed.
Be
right.
smart about your financial house. Have a will. If you own so much of the car, you need to have a will. In the state of California, you can make one up yourself and have two independent people who don't stand to benefit witness the will. It's that simple.
Wow.
Just take responsibility for your own financial house. Don't say, I don't know where the checkbook is. That dog don't hunt. You must be wise about your financial house.
There you go.
Essential.
I know you had a question or a comment.
Well, I'll tell you, my father just went through this last year. It was right after Thanksgiving. He lost his wife.
I'm sorry.
He did not, she took care of all the finances and stuff like that. When I went home for the holidays, I sat down and had to start to go through to everything. And it was very shocking and surprising. And it was devastating for him to see what was happening, you know.
Yeah.
And he's still battling with that. We
of
tried
course.
To, you know, help him move on. But I agree. I mean, I think as much as I feel for my father, there are times when I have to say, hey, you know, we all got to take care of ourselves, you know.
And a financial quagmire does not get resolved overnight.
No.
And you don't want to wind up in that position. Along with my important papers, and want at least two adults to know where those important papers
and
are.
And keep them all in an organized place. Mm-hmm. You know,
yes,
I mean,
in an organized place, in a folder, whatever. I have a list on top with account numbers, telephone numbers. This is who, you know, holds title on the cars. This is where this. So all anyone has to do is pick up a phone. That's all they have to do.
I love it. Carol.
Yeah, there's no hunting.
Carol Brody, thank you so much for joining us here today on the Kim Pagano Show. You know, I call that our responsible list. And, you know, I know that we're in the middle of holidays, but, you know, unfortunately, these are things that we need to take care of. And it's just something that as we go in to our new year, because that's where we're going, is we want to just check some things off of our list and make sure that we're really being advocates for our families, for ourselves, and just being, you know, that we can... We can take the time to grieve and to, you know, not have to be worried about all these other things. So where do we find your book? And thank you so much again for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's always great to be with all of you. The book is at all major bookstores and independents. It's at all major book buying sites online. And the best place to get more information is at widowswearstilettos.com. And, of course, join us on Facebook at Widows Wear Stilettos.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you so much. And again, for anybody that's just waking up with us, and we are the brighter side of the 805. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, we want to do a giveaway right now. And how about, we have some Laugh Out Loud comedy night at the Camarillo Regency, and that is December 17th with Jason Love and his friends. All you have to do is call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. When we come back, we are going to be talking about a tuna Christmas that's at the Rubicon. Brian McDonald and Jamie Torsellini are in the studio with us. We're going to find out a little bit about that. Again, I do want you to remember the phrase, happy hour. And at our 2 to 3 show, give us a call. Tell us happy hour. That will enter you in for a $25 gift certificate to Lures, their fish house. They've got one in Ventura, one in Camarillo, and one in Westlake. And you will not be sorry. They've got great food there. So, again, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Gift Thanksgiving and traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your gift-giving needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right, everyone will be nuts about your gift.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
The kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you're anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150, located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And I got these two guys in here. They're already playing around. I'm telling you, it's so much fun. All right, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. We've got a full studio, and we've got Rebecca Peksak, right, from the Somas Nut House. And it is holiday time right now. And if you are trying to find a gift for somebody, let me tell you, there's the place to go. They've got everything. And we were just talking about all the different kind of nuts that we already love here, right?
Oh.
So, yeah. Anyways, we're going to talk a little bit about that in a second. But right now, I have Brian McDonald and Jamie Torsellini. And they are part of a tuna Christmas at the Rubicon, and that is playing right now December 3rd through the 21st. And I love Rubicon. It's like a legend, I'm telling you. And not only that, this is going to be, it's Dallas meets Downton Abbey.
Yeah,
tell
Dallas
us about
meets
that.
Downton Abbey.
Okay, so tell us a little bit, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. So glad you're
thank
here.
You. Thank you very much. You know, I think this is actually a great show for
thank
us
you.
To be doing this, talking about nuts. Well, you're going to meet a lot of nuts in Tuna, Texas, which is the third smallest town in Texas. So we travel there and meet this crazy community of wonderful characters. And it's a side-splitting comedy. Two people, Jamie and I, play about
22 characters.
22 different roles. Yeah, a lot of quick changes, a lot of fun. It has a very lot of wigs. Yeah.
So tell us about yourselves. How long have you been doing this, and is this your passion? And how did you get started? All that good stuff.
I've actually been at Rubicon since 2002, but before that I was in New York and working a lot around, various regional theaters. I did Forever Plaid national tour and Miss Saigon national tour, which was actually what brought me to California.
Awesome.
I came up and I started teaching at Rubicon, and it's just a really amazing place, as you say. You know,
There's magic those places, in those
there
doors.
There is magic.
There's magic in
the building. There's passion and magic with the people that work there. I mean, look, yes, I'm very passionate about what I do.
I love that. I love having passionate people on my show.
I know.
One of the things is, as an actor, I got tired of waiting around for somebody to tell me when I could work.
I just wanted
to do the work, and I wanted to be a part of something that I could help grow, be a part of a community. So, coming up to here to Ventura, what a beautiful place to
be. Is it amazing out here? I'm telling you.
Again,
it's got secrets in every corner,
It does.
Yeah.
The people, the characters. I mean, I'll tell you, there's a lot of color and character in our community, and there's a lot of color and character in the community of Tuna, Texas. You wouldn't think that we have anything in common with these people, but that's also part of the joy of this piece is... we were talking about loss, and it's not a Hallmark kind of Christmas show. It is about these people, and it's wacky and fun, but also you're so moved and touched because they're going through the same stuff that we're going through.
So it's an underlying story in there, right?
Oh, there's a story. Yeah.
Okay,
because we don't want to give that away, but I love when there's like a message, That's what this whole show is about.
And it's great to see everything perfect and beautiful on Christmas, but it's also really nice to see like life is not really like that.
That's right.
This is a slice of the bad side of it too. But it's basically about Arliss and Bertha.
And
how they overcome what they've been through. There's a bunch of wacky characters thrown in that are fantastic, but funny and wackadoo. But really, the message lies with them, I think.
Yeah, it's. Every single person has a wish and a dream. That's, come Christmas time, we're all thinking about the things that we want or need.
Yeah.
We take a look at our lives and sort of evaluate that. And I think each of the characters in this piece do that. They do it in funny ways, in hilarious ways, and also in poignant and very touching ways. Their relationships and how they care for each other or how they're frustrated with each other.
Okay, you have to tell us one little part, like one little wish or dream that one of the characters has.
Oh, good.
So we
good
have an
question.
Idea of kind of what they're wishing for.
Well, I'll say Bertha, is a desperate housewife.
I love it right there. Okay.
She is just trying to, I think...
get heard, be noticed, right?
Well, I think create the Christmas that we all remember when we were kids, when the kids were little. Or, create that perfect Christmas. But yet her husband's off, drinking
her
good-for-nothing husband. Her kids are, at that point where they want something more from their lives. And she's just dealing with this all and trying to figure it out. And it's, like I said, always done in a very humorous, very fun way. I mean, you have us in fat suits and wigs and stuff like that.
So what characters do you both portray in this production?
Well, I play Arliss, the one of the radio station guys, and Brian plays Thurston, the other one. We have a
two-person
radio
show.
Oh, so
this is perfect, right?
We got a little radio show.
That's right. And then I play the next-door neighbor, Vera, who is the head of the obscene committee.
Oh, God.
The smut snatchers.
The smut snatchers.
Yep.
And I also play all of his kids. If he plays Bertha, I play
I love when
Charlene.
You guys can play so
That's
many.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Stanley and
Jody. The little 10-year-old.
And one of my favorites is Petey Fisk, who is the head of the Humane Society of Greater Tuna. And he's really all about world peace and everybody just getting on. I love him.
I love it.
And
you know what? Let's just give a pair of tickets away right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, you know, we got everybody listening. I think it's going to be a great show. You got some fun in it, and yet it's real, and that's what it's all about. It's really looking at our life and kind of seeing that we're not alone. We're not alone. This is how life is, and life happens. And so let's do that right now. A pair of tickets right now to A Tuna Christmas. It's at the Rubicon Theater right now, and it's from December 3rd to December 21st. And 805-419-0008 is the number. All you have to do is give us your name and your number, and one of the team members will give you a call back and let you know that you've won. So with that, I'm really excited. I can't wait to see this. So what do you love about A Tuna Christmas?
Well, I love so much of it. You know, I just love getting to play these characters. And each time I did, I mean, I think one of my favorite characters is Pearl, who's the matriarch of the town.
Really?
And yeah, I just love her. I love her humor.
I thought it would be Bertha.
Well, I do love Bertha as well. But, you know, there's something just, I love Pearl because she's kind of sassy and she's got a wicked sense of humor.
Yeah, she does.
She's a little bit naughty. She's got a huge heart, and she's just a lot of fun. So I love getting a chance to play these characters, but I also, the preview performances have been terrific, and the audiences have just responded so well. So to give that, to hear that kind of response, the laughter and the
are they
moments.
Passionate or what?
At the end of a performance when you get your applause from the audience? What is that feeling like? Is it just, can you tell if it's a genuine applause like you did? You really hit the mark that night, or you'll have to
great
step
question
it up the next day? What is that like?
Well,
I guess that's a two-part question.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm always so happy that I remembered all my lines.
Yeah, there you go. That's real.
No, it's like a race, this show. So I think they genuinely get that this is a tour de force for
You've worked really hard in it. They see
and
that.
And so it's not only that they enjoyed the show and the message, but, oh, my God, there's two people up there doing all of this. And there's a crew behind us of four that is making all of this happen, which is
only four people.
If you could have a camera backstage to see the clothes and the wigs and the earrings and the bracelets flying off. Yeah.
This is teamwork.
They have like a live cam backstage.
That's right.
Sell one ticket backstage to see that happen.
That would be good.
Unbelievable.
I can imagine. Because
there's not much room. So, you know, you'd have to sit by the side.
And wow. You'd have to hang you on the wall.
Have a helmet so you don't get hit with something.
I love it. I love it. So, obviously, this is a great show for the holidays, right? Office parties this season.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, coming together as a group is a fantastic thing. And they've got great group rates and a lot of specials. You could do a pre-show party. You could do an after-show party. We've done a lot of that. And it's been very successful with a lot of different groups
around.
Let
me ask you, you said you teach there. Do you both teach there?
No, I teach at AMDA. In Los Angeles. I live in L.A.
Okay, perfect. You teach there. What do you teach? Do you teach to students?
We have classes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
We have classes for ages 5 and up. We have acting classes that happen in the fall and then also in the spring. And then during the summer, we actually have a performance camps, really. There's about 5 of those. And we have over 150 kids in the summers that come through our doors, and they're working not only on stage but behind the scenes and also in the administrative areas. That's actually what I started when I first came to Rubicon. And we started with one particular camp in the summer, and now it's grown to 5 different performance camps.
Wow. I would love him
that
as
is,
a teacher.
Wouldn't
I mean,
that
you
be
guys
great
are both passionate.
That's a great
I'm
opportunity
sure
in this area to have something like that by such a passionate teacher.
Yeah, well, the kids that have come up through that program, I think, are very, very talented, and they've gotten to be used in many of the productions.
Well, I'll tell you also, we have a couple of those. About 7 of those students, very, very talented, and they got together with Miriam Arachea, who does our musical direction in the summer. And she basically they put together a concert. And so during the holidays, they actually go around to Casa Pacifica or to senior homes, to various cities.
Yeah.
And so what we're doing this year is we're actually they have a concert. It's called the Tiny Tots Concert. And in fact, this morning they will have one at 11 o'clock, and it's a 40-minute concert for specifically geared towards little kids. They'll have Frosty, Rudolph, and after the show, they can go downstairs, and part of your ticket price is to go downstairs and visit with Santa, have some coffees and cookies
so
and
good.
Hot chocolate, and then you could take pictures with Santa. So you get that done all in one thing. It brings in introduces kids to theater.
I'm a big proponent. I hate to say the word local theater because I don't want to minimize it, but I think local theater gives you an opportunity to expose your children to it. It's not a huge drive. It's not a huge expense,
right.
And you're probably more willing to do it. And it's such a gift you can give your family because it's something you have to start out young to really appreciate it when you're older.
Yeah,
I love it.
Even though we're a professional theater company, we are a community service
community
organization.
Community theater, exactly. I love it.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Where do we find our tickets? Can you give out
that? Yeah, absolutely. Well, you can call the box office at 805-667-2900. Or you can go into the box office. They are open 7 days a week, noon to 6. And you can also get those safely online and actually select your seats online at RubiconTheater.org.
Perfect. Well, we're going to do that. We're going to do one more set of tickets right now. And again, call up right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is for tickets to A Tuna Christmas. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah. We really
appreciate it. Stay with us because we're going to bring Rebecca Pescott on, and we're going to talk about the Somas Nut House and how that could be a perfect choice for your gift giving. So with us, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
The kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you're anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150, located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
When it comes to gift giving and traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your gift-giving needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone will be nuts about your gift.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for joining us here on the brighter side of the 805. That's where we're talking right now, but we talk about the brighter side of life, and we've had so much fun joining everybody today. And again, if you're just waking up, I want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. We do have a giveaway, and our phrase and our word is happy hour. That will get you a $25 gift certificate to Lures. And so what all I need you to do is call in at our 2 o'clock show from 2 to 3 right here on AM 1590 and say happy hour at 419-0008. 419-0008. We are going to move over to Rebecca Peck Sock. Thank you. And she is from Soma. She's one of the owners of Soma's Nut House. And so I'm so excited. Okay, don't open everything.
I know. I'm just looking. I'm sorry. I'm just getting gift ideas.
I know. Anyways, Rebecca, tell us a little bit about yourself. And so thank you for joining us here today.
Well, I was born and raised in California, in Camarillo, actually, and my family came out to this area from Los Angeles. My parents were both born in Los Angeles, and my grandparents were actually in the junk business. They had a junkyard.
Oh,
and
how interesting.
My grandfather got an opportunity to come to Ventura County to open up a walnut packing plant. There were walnuts all over Ventura County back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
And so he started this walnut plant, and my father had just gotten out of college at Stanford and was going to be a teacher and found out he hated that job. So he joined my grandfather and my grandmother, and they started cracking walnuts. They bought nuts from the local farmers.
You know what's interesting? I wonder, do you think back then, did they have walnuts in salads? You know what I mean? Because I think it's kind of
a
newer thing.
New age.
Yeah. But I love walnuts in salad.
I had a walnut tree in my backyard growing up, and I can remember cracking the walnuts and eating it. And it was a track house, and the tree was there when we moved in, and it was brand new. Well, I wasn't born yet. But,
yeah.
But, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There aren't very many walnuts left in this area. So moving forward a few years, my grandfather used to trade some of his nuts, walnuts, for other nuts, and people that he was friends with would ask him, oh, you know, can you bring me some of these and that? So he started a little retail store.
So it's kind of like a barter, right? I love that, yeah.
And the little store started with just a few different kinds of nuts, and then he started bringing in dried fruits. And
c'est la vie. It just grew
from there.
Right,
it grew from there, and we started doing gift packs. And so
you're kind of a legend, I have to say. You know, if you go into Somas and anybody right off of LA Avenue, if you've been driving by and even you're sightseeing or whatever, and you kind of kept the whole air of for years. I mean, you know.
Right. And, you know, we're out in the middle of nowhere. We're in the middle of an agricultural area, and there really isn't much out there. But because we've been there for 55 years, people know about us.
55 years.
That's amazing.
Of course, our building hasn't changed much. It's still old and not too great looking on the outside. But when people come in, they're amazed at what we have.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been a lot of fun over the years.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what you have in Soma's Nut House.
Well, we have pretty much every kind of nut that you could imagine. We have the raw natural nuts as well as roasted and salted nuts and flavored nuts like pistachios. We have like chili flavor, tequila lime flavor.
Oh, my God. Now I just are talking that little spicy, mm-hmm. right? Oh, those are my – do you guys like spicy?
Love it.
Okay. Yes.
Spicy is a hot wasabi item right now. Mm-hmm. Wasabi. We have wasabi.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Plus, we have a – full selection of dried fruits. We have apricots, peaches, pears, plums, dates, you know, pineapple, papaya, everything you can imagine.
Chocolate.
And then, yes, we have lots of chocolates. We have chocolate nut clusters, and
mints. Oh, my God, yeah.
We have brittles.
I think we like
brittles.
It all. Isn't that crazy? You know what? And that's what a great gift. I mean, mm-hmm. really, it's a gift that you can give.
Well, I was just looking at this gift box. If you really, like, made a list of what you needed, because sometimes to make something or to create your own gift basket ends up costing more than if you just buy it already mm-hmm. together. If you made your list and went out to the Soma's Nut House, you could probably get a lot of your Christmas shopping completed right there at one time.
Yes.
And you're keeping it local, which is so important. I know, I believe last week was Shop Locally
Day. That's
right. Yes, yeah. It was.
Okay, now, I am not a crafter at all, and I'm not a baker, but I like to make food items. So do you have raw nuts? Could I go out there, like, if I were going to, like, make pecans, like caramel-covered pecans, I could do that?
We have them already made, or you can make them yourself.
I can buy them and just package them.
Yes. Yes.
You can put your pretty,
put my labels on there.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right.
One of the fun things, too, that people like I brought in a couple of our pre-made gift packs, but we have boxes that people fill up with the things that they choose
so you can
and make their own gift packs.
Oh,
and we
great.
Ship all over the country. And we do a lot of companies that will buy like multiple gift packs for their clients or for their employees or their just friends.
Yeah.
And
I mean, it's really suitable for anybody.
Anything. Yeah. And not only that is, you know, sometimes you have to buy for a family. What are you going to get everybody? Socks? You know, or what are you going to get everybody? This is something like, here you go. Everybody can have, and you know, and you just all pig in, right? And
absolutely. And every age group, too, because we also sell, you know, gummy candies, you know, gummy bears. And right now we have a lot of specialized holiday items like Christmas pretzels and foil wrapped chocolates and old fashioned ribbon candy.
I love those fun Christmas items.
What's your most popular gift giving item right now?
I would say probably this box that I brought in. It's called a snack pack. It has five different types of nuts in it. There's like pistachios, cashews, mixed nuts, butter toffee peanuts, and smoked almonds.
Oh my God. See, those are the ones that I love right on this side here.
The candy.
Yeah, it would go for any age group or, you know, anybody that just a small gift. I would love
to receive this from someone. I would probably not show it to my family because I love nuts and I would eat it myself.
You'd be like
hiding it, save it for myself.
Yeah, no, so. I think it's such a great, and it's all nicely individually packed and it's ready to go.
Right, so. And we also have some gift baskets as well, but the boxes are nice because you're getting more for your money, of course, so it's fun.
And do you deliver?
We don't deliver hand deliver, but we do shipping. We do shipping, yes.
So. And what days are you open for shopping? For those of us who work and those who don't work.
So we're open 7 days a week. Our store on the weekdays is open from 8 until 5:30, and then on Saturday and Sunday from 9:30 to 5:30.
Wow. Oh, okay. So they're open.
So you're open 7 days a week?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So I know that we didn't talk about, like, you also have salad dressings and salsas and that kind of stuff, right?
We have olives and salsas and jams and jellies and honey, local honey from several different honey, beekeepers in the area. You know, we have olive oil.
So you're a specialty market per se. Not market, but specialty items.
Yeah, and we have a huge selection of sugar-free candies as well.
You do?
For
that's
people who
so
have problems with their diet or diabetic and need calories, you know, less than normal. We sell lots of sugar-free things.
Oh, Rebecca, I'm so glad to know about all these things.
Yes.
Because seriously, I think that is like the easiest and best gift to give away. And so, let's give out your address so everybody can find it.
It's 4475 East Los Angeles Avenue in Somas. And Los Angeles Avenue is also known as Highway 118. So it's in between like Oxnard and Moore Park on LA Avenue behind Camarillo from the 101. And we would love to see you.
Yeah,
I would love to come out and do my shopping and then put some of my own labels on it.
Cheater.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, Christmas is coming up quickly. I might need to put a few labels on something.
Yeah, hey, sure. But you know what? I mean, that's what it's all about. Okay, so tell us how this started. I know that, 55 years. Who was the, it's your...
Well, I told you before, my grandparents started the business with my father. And my grandfather died in 1971, so he's been gone a long time. But my grandmother, who is still alive, and she is 100 years old.
100 years old. That's amazing. Isn't that
she
awesome?
She worked until she was about 90.
Oh, my God. Isn't that
amazing? And she's still really fine, and she still has her input.
At what point did you decide that you were going to continue with the family business? What made you think you wanted it? This is amazing, but what made you decide to carry it on? What was that moment for you that made you decide that?
Well, it was an accident. I went to college to become a scientist. I have a degree in biology, and my father needed some help because another employee had left, and he said, could you temporarily help us at the store? And I said yes, and somehow that yes turned into 30 plus years later.
Oh, wow.
And I learned all the business things from my grandmother who ran the office because I had no business background, and she taught me everything I know.
Isn't that awesome?
She still puts her 2 cents in sometimes.
So you kept the tradition going on.
Yes, and my brother Jeremy came in about 5 or 6 years after I did, and the two of us, after my father died 5 years ago, the two of us are now partners in the business. And
it's a family affair.
Continuing on.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
That's a great story.
Do you want to mention something?
The only word I would say is turtles.
We have turtles.
I love turtles too.
Milk chocolate and dark chocolate.
Yeah.
What is more popular, dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
Dark chocolate's becoming more popular.
I love dark chocolate.
But milk chocolate still
kind of reigns. I love milk chocolate, yeah.
Even though milk chocolate.
Yeah. I do too, but we do sell a lot of dark chocolate now.
And nuts in chocolate definitely taste different. I know if I make brownies and I don't put nuts in them, my mom will, she'll always say, oh, there's no nuts in these. Yeah. Almost like she's not going
to
eat that.
I'm right there with your mom.
I have to tell you.
You know,
Rebecca
was so nice from the Somas Nut House that she brought a package in for our listeners. And, of course, I love to share with everybody that's listening right now. And so give us a call here at 805-419-0008, so that you can win your package. And then I'm telling you, you're going to want way more than that. You know, once you get started, what are in these? Again, give us a call, and all you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. What are in your boxes so we can...
So the smaller one, it's called our mini snack pack, and it has 3 half-pound packages of, there's pistachios, butter toffee peanuts, and cashews.
Those are my favorites.
Yeah. My son calls the cashews banana nuts.
Banana nuts, there you go.
Okay.
And then the other is our snack pack, and that one has smoked almonds, cashews, butter toffee peanuts, pistachios, and mixed nuts.
Oh, yum.
It's also 1/2 pound each.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, what a great, I mean, it's perfect. And they're all sealed in little individuals, so you could take
them
as a snack.
And it's not a gift. These are great because it's exactly to the point. It's not a gift basket of different things
you maybe don't need. And there's,
like,
yeah,
right. Oh, I'm not going to use this. Like, 3 things of nuts, and you got a great little present there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, do you have, what are in your personal gift baskets? Like people can go shopping
jelly.
And kind of
Oh,
put,
yeah. Well, people put the chocolates in there and, you know, the brittles, and some people like to put things for other people to cook with, you know, like if they... Like, if they know grandma makes fudge with walnuts, they'll put walnuts in there. You know, it just depends. Everybody has their own preference. But
you know, I kind of feel like it's a full circle. Like, you know, gift giving has kind of gotten back to, you see all the farmers markets and all the, you know, just things that are good for you and healthy. And this is all healthy. This is all.
Right. And you know, more doctors are telling their patients to eat more healthy. And so a lot more raw nuts and trail mix type things are, we're seeing those go out of the store a lot faster now. You know, just the more healthy items. But this time of year is snacky stuff.
Yeah, so it's a perfect time for gift giving. But throughout the week, you have the trail mix and all that stuff too, right?
Right, and we're open all year round, and these things make good gifts for birthdays, for
Guess what, teacher gifts.
Yeah, we do a lot of teacher gifts.
Oh, what a great idea, too.
A lot of things, like Father's Day and Mother's Day, because some people have parents that they just don't know what to get.
They don't need everything.
Anything.
Everyone has everything. Yeah.
It's so nice to have a gift item that you'll really enjoy.
Yeah, gosh. Well, you know what? Thank you so much again, Rebecca. Give out the phone number and the website that people don't even have to walk in there. They can do it online.
Sure. Our website is somasnuthouse.com. And our telephone number is 800-266-NUTS, or our local number is 805-386-1211.
There you go. Again, for anybody that's just joining us, I want to remind you that you can listen to all of this here on thekimpaganoshow.com, also on iTunes. We actually are just breaking out to be on a Canada show that is all over the internet, so you'll be able to hear it everywhere. And again, you know, talk to us on Facebook. That's where we give a lot of stuff away there. Again, so much. I thank you, Rebecca, for talking to us and
coming in here and joining us.
And for all of our giveaways, Brian and Jamie, thank you for being here. I can't wait to go and see the show. And I recommend everybody get out there for a tuna Christmas at the Rubicon.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, yeah. Jennifer, this has been fun again.
It's been a great show.
We want to, and Tom, thank you so much.
Tell you tuna and nuts for Christmas.
There you go.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
What more do you need? And here's what you do, too. Go to Somas Nut House and buy like 5. You'll see the gift boxes, because whenever you get the pop, hey,
that's what I was just thinking.
Yeah, you walk in and you got it. The bottle of wine is cool, but sort of everybody does that.
Yeah.
And
a hostess
gift.
This
in, everybody
can
play along.
Yeah, you're always in that hostess, yeah.
Bust it out right now and set it up, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
And then go see tuna.
That's right.
And Christmas. They always put on original plays there, too. What I like is a little bit off the track of normalcy.
I love
sometimes,
that.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's it. The Rubicon, local, You got to check out this theater company if you haven't been.
Yeah.
Beautiful room, great people, huge talent.
And it's just, it's down to earth. I love that. It's just so, it's a simple, you know, fun thing to do.
Well, we have this great slogan, which is world-class entertainment meets small-town hospitality.
Oh, I love that. That so fits my show. I love that. All right. Well, again, you know, I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here on AM 1590 KVTA. Thank you for making us one of your favorites. And, you know, it is the season to be giving and to be thankful for all the things that we have. I know that there was a couple things that we wanted to mention, right? I mean, really, we have like a minute more, but I know we talked about that.
Well, actually, you just said the season of giving. There's so many different ways that you can give back, but there are so many different ways to give back. But really, what are those easy things that fit in line with our time constraints that we can actually do something to give back? I know Casa Pacifica has a wish list that you can go and pick something off that tree. Some of the things I saw were fabric softener. Who would know? Or toothbrushes. I mean, these are basic things.
Things that we already have, but you know what? I mean,
it
what
really
a great
makes
way
a big difference.
That.
Adopting a family.
Yeah.
I know that there's something called People to People in the 805 where you can serve dinner or take food that they serve people throughout the week.
I've actually just went and served food for the homeless. What a blessing that was. It's in my newsletter. I hope that you get our newsletter. Again, if you're interested, kim@kimpaganoshow.com or give us a call at 419-0008. We talk about the brighter side of the 805. Again, I want to end our show with a moment of happiness. Those who move forward with a happy spirit will find that things always work out. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. We'll talk to you later.